with lightning speed. The fourth one, a veiled horse, always soon he will pass. Four horsemen are riding, they're riding so fast.
And good evening, Remnant, and welcome. Welcome back to the Radio Ranch. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard coming to you live this Thursday, January 19th, 2023. Had a little traveling. We'll talk a little bit about that tonight. And we've been out of the office, but hey, we're back. Should get things back to normal. And hopefully everything back on schedule. Want to thank you for taking time to join us tonight. And have some current events. There's been a lot going on. There's a lot going on. Thought we'd talk a little bit about them tonight. We'll have the phone lines open. And there's plenty to talk about. But, you know, again, we've got to start out with a word of prayer. That is what sustains us. That is what, what keeps us going. It is. Because we serve the living God who died for us, that we could have life and life abundant. And we claim that life and life abundant. We do. Well, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for all that you have done for us, for your mercy and your grace, for you going to that cross and dying for us, that we could have that life that you bring, that life that you bring to us in life abundant, not just getting by, but abundant life, that our joy would be made full, and it is made full in you. And we thank you for that. And our Heavenly Father, thank you for setting all this up from the beginning of time to give us this ability, this day, in this year of 2023, to be your hands and your feet and your spokesperson and your watchman on the wall, to further your will, to further your gospel, to stand up to evil and to do our best, Lord, to love and serve you. I pray for that very thing tonight, Lord, for your blessings on this broadcast, that you would give me the words and the thoughts that your people need to hear that would encourage them. And I thank you for that. Thank you for your safety and travel. Thank you for all of your many blessings. We praise you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. And again, Remnant, we, been out of town a little bit. I had an opportunity to travel way down south, back east, down south, and my son graduated from helicopter school, got to attend that, and then got to move him into his first assignment, and got to visit family that haven't seen in too many years, and drove a lot of miles. I could tell you my little truck is going to be due for an oil change Saturday. I can tell you that. But we had God's blessings on the trip. We really did. Had some weather. Got delayed on the way back. Got stuck down there in a snowstorm coming across Interstate 70 in Colorado yesterday that added a day to our trip. We just got stuck yesterday when the road closed. But that's how it goes. And we made the most of it and got in today, so here we are. Do have the phone lines open tonight, 307-745-5913. If you'd like to give a call. And I do have some current events. I was looking them up. I tried to stay away from the news while I was gone as much as possible. And when you come back and look at it, it's not always just the same old, but it grows. It's a continuing of, I call it the bad news. You know, we have the good news in the gospel, and we've got the bad news from the media, from the news stations, that type thing. The what's going on in Babylon. That's not good news for the Christian. It's not even good news for those in the world. It's not. And so, but if you look, you can find some good news. We'll talk a little bit about that in just a second. Did want to mention again the Bible reading plan. Still sending that out to those that place orders. And we had a couple gardening books that were on back order. We'll get them in the mail tomorrow. They finally got those to us. They've been in such high demand. And so we are including the Bible reading plan for 2023 in our orders, at least for this month, maybe through February as well. And we'd be glad to send it to you if you'd like. You can see it on the website. And so, but today's reading is Genesis 22 through 24. The Bible reading plan for 2023 is a chronological plan, reading it in order. So it started in Genesis, then went to Job, and now it's back in Genesis. And the reading today is God testing Abraham with Isaac, telling him to sacrifice his son Isaac. And of course, God provides a sacrifice so that Abram doesn't have to do that. And then his wife Sarah dies, and then you read back through, and God provides Rebekah for Isaac. And so I encourage you to read it. If you know the story, great, read it again. Because I think that it's a few more chapters that show once again that, you know, life happens. Life happens. It shows that God provides when we're in need. When there's a need, whether it's something that God has asked or whatever, that God provides. Even way back then, he provided a sacrifice instead of Isaac. Because that's what God does. And if you think about it, he provided Jesus Christ as a sacrifice for us, for you and for me, when we could not pay that price. And so he provided that sacrifice. He tests, but he provides. And so I hope that we're reminded of that in our trials, in our tribulations, as we talk about some of these current events tonight, as we see the the society changing for the worse and failing in so many ways that, in many instances, it is God providing opportunities for me and for you, testing, you might say, opportunities to stand for him, to proclaim his blessings, his goodness, those things. And we don't always pass the test. None of us do. We don't always take the best advantage of every opportunity presented to us. But there again, there's something to pray for. We can sure pray to be good stewards, to have the eyes to see the testing that God puts before us. When things happen, whether it's just seeing someone or an adverse storm that comes upon us, and how we react to it. As his servant, and we all are, we are to be, as the word tells us, growing in his grace and knowledge, and practicing the things that we read in his word, overcoming the flesh, practicing the righteousness that he bestows upon us. And so even back in Genesis, I think we see that God tests. He does. He was testing Abraham then, and he continues to test us today. But he provided for Abraham then, and he provided for Isaac, the wife, the perfect wife. And he tests us today, and he provides for us today. Now, his provision may not be exactly what we thought it was going to be, or maybe what we envisioned it to be, what we thought in our mind. But remember, we're corrupt. We have, we have a heart that is full of evil intentions, that we have to constantly do our best to overcome that. God is not that way. He has good plans for us. He knows the good plans he has for us. And he tests us and provides for us to further bring those plans to life, to further bring those plans in our lives. And so I hope you see that in these storms of life that come. Whether they're sickness, whether they're job changes, if it's just things not working out the way you thought that they would, or the way you wanted them to, whatever. And so, look at them that way. Pray about them. What is it, Lord, when these things happen? You can pray, what is it, Lord, you're trying to teach me? What is it you want me to learn from this? And I learned from a brother many years ago that if you ask God, he will answer. His word says that. I heard a brother give a message on that, and he said, if you just don't know, just ask. Just ask. Why? And our God is faithful to answer. He really is. He really is. So Well, current events. You know, when we look through them, most of the current events of the day are pretty negative. They're pretty tough. They're harbingers of the evil that our society has brought upon them for turning from God. You have to excuse my voice tonight. Like I said, it's been a few days on the road, but I've got a bottle of water. We'll try to keep this voice going for a little bit. And so, one bit of positivity that I saw, and I don't follow hockey. I got an 18-year-old son at home. He's starting to learn hockey, playing with the little local city league. But hockey back in the limelight. How about that? Flyers. Ivan, is it Provorov? Provorov saw this headline. Provorov's Flyers jersey nearly sells out. And you know how it goes on NFL Shop and Fanatics online stores. You know, people always want to wear their shirts with the numbers and names of their sports idols, right? That's how it is. So his jersey nearly sells out after his refusal to wear the Pride Night sweater and participate in all the National Hockey League's little pride recognition. And so I saw that, and so I like that. Ivan Provorov's number 9 Philadelphia Flyers jersey nearly completely sold out on NFL Shop and Fanatics online store after the player opted out of participating in the team's Gay Pride Night observance. 27-year-old defenseman became something of a free speech hero overnight when he decided not to participate in Tuesday's warm-ups ahead of the game because the team was using the ice time to recognize the LGBTQ agenda by wearing gay pride jerseys and using sticks with gay pride tape. After the game, he explained he had religious objections to participating in the gay pride celebration. He said, "I respect everybody. I respect everybody's choices. My choice is to stay true to myself and my religion." Now, how about that? Now, do you think his religion is Buddhism? I saw a picture of him. He doesn't look like a Buddhist to me. And, he doesn't have a beard and all that. I don't think he's Muslim. I don't. I saw a picture of him. I don't think he's Muslim. And I don't think that, I don't think he's Jewish. I don't think so. They embrace gay pride and all that kind of stuff. And so, but he said, my choice is to stay true to myself and my religion. And so, there's a biblical principle that says, by their fruits, you shall know them. And our buddy Ivan, I think, was putting out some pretty good fruits here. And he's not the first. No, we remember Tim Tebow that was standing up for this in college standing up for Christianity, that type. And, a few years ago, and he pretty much got booted out. But I think that how we can look at that and how we can look at this is this Ivan Provorov is not the first. Tim Tebow was not the first, but they built on those that had come before him. And I think that some of the players that we see today in this Ivan Provorov, that they're able to build on those that have come before them. You know, the Bible talks about it, about exposing evil. Right? Christians, so-called Christians that support what God hates. How about that? Did you know God hates? We're supposed to hate everything God hates, right? We're supposed to love God and hate evil. And to love God is to hate evil because God hates evil. If you want to read your scripture and believe what the word says. And so, you know, we are not, we should not love music that blasphemes God. We shouldn't love music that dishonors God. You know, how can we do that? And so we should, you know, it's not that we're only to just like less. Right? We're not to love everything. Who in the Bible loved everything? Ask your friends that sometime. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but we all have those friends that say, well, you know, we're not to judge. Who am I to judge? I just love. I just claim the love of Jesus and go with that. Good. Good. Jesus hated evil. He hated evil. And so, you know, Jesus never backed down. Paul, the Apostle Paul, never backed down. Stephen certainly didn't back down when they accused him. He gave a history lesson to those unbelievers and all those that were gathered that we still talk about over 2,000 years ago. And it cut them to the quick so much they killed him. Because they were convicted. You get quite a bit of that, thou shalt not judge. But, you know, this Provorov, what was he judging? He said, I'm not going to support that. I'm not going to stand up with that. Ephesians 5:11 and 12 says, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. And so if you get just a little bit out of that, how about just the first part? Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, because that's what these things are. Liars don't have anything to do with them. They're not going to produce fruit. Adulterers, you know, you really don't want to embrace that. Homosexuals, not going to get you into the kingdom. It's not. Those that covet, you can read about it in Corinthians. We're to have nothing to do with that, with those things. Now, maybe we had something to do with them in the past. But even there in Corinthians, we read, but you were washed, you were cleansed, you came out of that. Repented and was baptized and received the gift of the Holy Spirit and now have the ability to turn from that and be an example for others. John 7:24 says, judge not. Let's read the rest of it. John 7:24. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. There's that fruit test again. There's the fruit test again. Well, I didn't want to get too far into that, but I did want to mention that if you haven't heard it. I think it's a bit of good news. You know, we had an NFL game just a week or two ago. The people didn't realize they were going to a prayer meeting when they went to that NFL game, but a bunch of them ended up praying, didn't they? And so I hope, Remnant, that if you were watching or if you heard about it later, that you don't become as the disciples were that said, Lord, they're not praying like we are. You want us to call down fire on them and just wipe them out? Because they're not doing it the way we are. They're not as righteous as we are. Don't be that way. See, there's that test for us to overcome. There's that test and that provision for us to, that provision from God, because, you know, he healed that guy that was prayed for. There were people praying. There were people that were convicted to pray to the living God. Hallelujah. That's good stuff, folks. That's good stuff. I hope you look at it that way. I hope you rejoice. I hope you praise God for that occurrence and for that man's healing and restoration. Well, again, a bit of good news. The rest of the current events I got for you, they're not too good of news. We do have the phone lines open tonight, 307-745-5913. And we'll do our best to get your call if you give us a call. Saw this. I guess it's one more bit of good news. And it's over 1 million children left the public school system in 2020. And I guess that's the numbers. Down about 3%. Looks like closer to $2 million, according to Education Next. And so that's good stuff. It is, because the fool system that's out there, the public fool system, does not glorify Jesus Christ. And he said, if you don't gather with me, you scatter. And they scatter. That's what the NEA does, the National Education Association. They scatter people from Christ, apart from Christ. That's what the public fool system does, people. It pushes people away from God. It teaches our children not to follow the God of the Bible. Not to follow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's what the NEA does. It scatters apart from Christ. Jesus Christ said, you're either with me, you're either for me, or against me. The NEA, the National Education Association, the public school system is not for Jesus Christ. So what does that mean they are? They are against him. Just like the Democrat Party, when they voted, elected to not have God in any of their sayings or doings or anything, they're not for God, they're against him. It's as simple as that. And it's really coming down, Remnant, to the time that is becoming more and more apparent. More and more people, even hockey players, Ivan Provorov, even hockey players, some of them anyway, are saying, no, I'm not going to do that. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. We are either for him or against him. For the gospel of Jesus Christ or against it. We are either for loving God and loving our neighbor as ourselves and doing unto others as we would have them do to us. We're either for that or against it. And I know many are kind of in that gray area, on the fence, on the line. And as we see these things happening, we're getting more and more tests. We're getting more and more opportunities. I can tell you, on my trip, I had a nephew and his wife. They have two little boys. And they both sat down on the couch beside me and asked, hey, were all your children homeschooled? What about homeschooling? How hard is it? What all do you have to do? I am certainly no expert. But I told them they could do it if they tried, and they'd be fine. They're new Christians. And I told them, I said, you remember in the Bible where it says, train up a child in the way he should go? And they both said, yeah. I said, who's supposed to train up that child? And you could tell they started thinking. They'd never thought about that before. Their pastor, whatever church they're going to, hadn't said that to them. So I gave them some suggestions, a couple things, tried to encourage them, told them I'd get them touched. We've got a family on the ministry that's down there. We got to stop by and see them, and what a blessing that was. And ask them if I could put them in contact with my nephew and his wife in regards to questions about homeschooling. And of course they said sure, we'd be glad to. They I know that my on the ministry, the young woman, mother was homeschooled, and her four children are. And so I think that was a good opportunity. How about that? I think it was. And I was encouraged. I was greatly encouraged by that. Greatly encouraged. Yes, yes. And good stuff. It's just that simple. Good stuff. And so people that you would never think, I really would not have thought that they would be interested in that. But, you know, the local, I guess the local Christian school or whatever is not an option because their children are not vaccinated. How about that? A couple families down there that I found out about that. That there's a couple of them that have said no to those. And that's a good thing. So, you know, the message goes out. People are waking up. It is. They're coming out of the school system. They're shutting. They're just saying no. You know, at least for me and mine, that's what they're doing. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Well, again, Remnant, phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. Shifting gears a little bit, now you might say to the dark side. California, once again, Goshen, California, had a family killed, execution style. Just the drug cartels have moved in. The sheriff there in Goshen, California, says it's just a clear message from the cartel that they were targeted. A whole family, the 10-month-old baby, all the way up to the 72-year-old grandma and the teen mom, just shot in the head, movie style, you know, just a bullet to the forehead in every room, the whole family. Drug cartels right there in Goshen, California, and that's not the only place. Part of the lawlessness that abounds, that continues, that it sure seems like most of our leaders, so-called elected leaders, don't want to do anything about, as far as what we would think doing something about it. You know, the open borders, so many of our leaders that are for that, they're batting 1,000. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. They really are. They really are. I think I got time. You know, the World Economic Forum 2023 is going on right now. And got a prayer chain out today, and we've got a prayer for them that went out. And if you don't get our prayer chain, well, you didn't get to see. It's just the reference to it. But it is a prayer that we encourage you to pray. It's Bible scripture that you can sure hope that happens. World Economic Forum, international non-governmental lobbying organization based in Switzerland, founded in 1971 by Klaus Schwab. They're meeting right now in Davos, Graubünden, Switzerland. And their theme this year, cooperation in a fragmented world. And I thought that was interesting. Cooperation in a fragmented world. See, they've had their world babbled. And they're trying to get back to that one language, one goal type of that we read about in the scripture regarding the Tower of Babel. It really, when it comes to that, it really is nothing new. And so, at least for those that have eyes to see, and it. So, The members, who are the members, you might ask, of the World Economic Forum? I had that question, so I looked it up a little bit. The main members are, who is it? Xi Jinping, President of the People's Republic of China. Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister of India. Suga Yoshihide of Japan. Emmanuel Macron, the former France, whatever they are, Prime Minister. Angela Merkel, of course, she was heading up Germany for many, many years. Ursula von der Leyen heads up the European Union. Alberto Fernandez from Argentina. So, you know, the world's movers and shakers, at least the ones that want to be. And when I saw these, I thought, you know, those are mostly all of the East. You know, the Bible talks about, let's turn over to Isaiah, okay? Just flip over to Isaiah, and I want to read a couple scriptures here and regarding this World Economic Forum. And I've got a Bible in the shop, you might say, so I've got a different one here, but this is a good sharp one as well. And it's Isaiah 2. Let's take a look. Isaiah 2 and verse 5, okay? Isaiah 2, verse 5, it says, O house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of the Lord. And that means in the wisdom of the Lord, in the truth of the Lord. You know, the Bible says you will know the truth and the truth shall set you free. This word is the truth. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It is unfailing. It is unchanging. Let's walk in it. Let's look. Verse 6, Isaiah 2, 6. Therefore, thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because. What's because? Why? Why have you forsaken your people, the house of Jacob? Why are these things happening to us, Lord? Why are families getting killed in Goshen, California, execution style by the drug cartels? Why is the opioid crisis just growing more and more and more and more? White people are dying of drug overdoses than ever before. Why, Lord? Why? Why? Why are we being invaded by countless numbers of hordes of people, by untold numbers, origins? Nobody knows. Why? The word says because. Because, and this is again Isaiah 2 verse 6, because they be replenished from the east, because they have looked to those influences from the east. They look to the soothsayers like the Philistines, and they please themselves in the children of strangers. Their land also is full of silver and gold. Neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land full of horses. There is no end to their chariots. Their land is full of idols. They worship the works of their own hands. This is talking about our land, our people, folks. Our land. Our people. They are influenced by those of the East. That's this World Economic Forum. It's just one more example of those from the East. It's being pushed here that China will overtake, and China is of the East, folks, okay? China will overtake the U.S. as the world's largest economy by, they say, around 2035, so in less than 15 years, while India is expected to become the world's second largest by 2075. That's in, what, 50 years? And then they're saying those two countries will be followed by the U.S., according to the long-term outlook by Goldman Sachs. How about that? And do you wonder why the main members of the World Economic Forum are China and India, Japan, and then members from France and Germany, the EU, Argentina, and of course all the little nations too, the Koreas and the Vietnams and the Philippines and all those as well. So Isaiah 2:6, this is why. Because we have forsaken our God and leaned and looked to the soothsayers of the East. And what is the result? They please themselves and the children of strangers, or abound with the children of strangers. The land, oh, it's full of silver and gold. It's full of horses and chariots and idols. But not for long. Not for long. In Hosea, let's flip over to Hosea. Want to take a look at something here as well. And again, Remnant, phone lines are open. We got a few minutes left here. 307-745-5913. And it's interesting here. Hosea 12. And, you know, Isaiah 11, verse 12, talks about Israel's sin. It says, Ephraim compasses me about with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit. Hosea 12, Ephraim feeds on wind and follows after the east wind. They make a covenant with the Assyrians, and oil is carried into Egypt. And so I thought that was interesting. And that, you know, again, it's part of those influences of the East. Ephraim compasses me about with lies. Ephraim lies to God. Ephraim lies about God. And liars don't make it into the kingdom, folks. It's as simple as that. Now, I know all men are liars. Thank God for grace and the blood of Jesus Christ, that he allows us to repent and to change from that. But that's what we must do. And Isaiah 13 continues to speak about Ephraim. Right, we talked many times about Ephraim and Manasseh, those two that were adopted in, the children of Joseph that were adopted in into the children of Israel and received the blessings, and that Ephraim is the United States and they must rise up, and they are, but this tells us of our sin. And we have to certainly understand who we are so that we can understand that this nation has sinned before God and understand that this nation needs to repent before God so this nation can be saved by God. Hosea 13:15. Though he be fruitful among his brethren, and we have been fruitful, we have, in a way, though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come. Something will come from the east. The wind of the Lord shall come up from the wilderness. And his spring shall become dry, and his fountain shall be dried up. He shall spoil the treasure of all pleasant vessels. I think God hides these things in here. I think these things have been hidden for today. For this time anyway. Our pastor, Pastor Peter, sure showed them to us. Explained those things. You know, Mr. Richard Kelly Hoskins, all through his writings and his books, he warned of the influences of the East. The Buddhism and the worship of Allah and the Shintoism and the religions of the East that have come in and influenced adversely this nation and the worship of Jesus Christ, not just the Judeo being added in front of Christianity, but so many of these Eastern influences. And this isn't the only place. You know, the Bible talks a lot. I don't have time to really get into it tonight. We're running out of time. But of the kings of the East, Revelation 16 and Revelation 9 talk about the kings of the East that come with what? They're 200 million. And the only way, and they are prophecies for today. And the only, but you can get, you can see how the untold hordes of India and China and Russia and the Eastern countries like that, the Saudi Arabian, the Middle Eastern nations as well as the Far Eastern nations combined could mount those numbers that match biblical prophecy. Coming against that little land of the Israeli over there in the sandbox? No. But coming against the United States. Well, a couple more things on this World Economic Forum I did want to cover with you. And it points to a couple things. One, the leader, Klaus Schwab, declares he will run it into his hundreds. They're having a bit of, he's like, what, 85 years old this year, and he's saying he's going to continue to run it. He's not put forward any type of succession plan for anybody to take over for him. And the fellow globalists, a significant number, are demanding that he surrender his position to a worthy successor. This report says that many current and former staffers within his organization are hunting for regime change. Many were unsure of the organization's future, expressing fear that there is no plan for a successor for Schwab. And they're demanding a plan. And so I think that this shows that there's further confusion in the ranks. That even though they seem like they're moving forward and they've got pulled all these people from all these different nations together and they're planning and they're working on their cooperation in a fragmented world, that they are fragmenting beyond repair. And saw this, I thought this was interesting. It says, Schwab is reportedly very confident in his ability to rule the World Economic Forum for many years to come, with one commentator saying that he has a, quote, God complex that makes him think he'll live for a very long time still. He has a God complex. He thinks he's in the fittest 0.1%. But no one is immortal. Do you remember that in Acts? And that's what it reminded me of, Acts. And I guess that's going to be about the... We'll start wrapping up there. Acts 12, right? Acts 12, let's take a look. Acts 12, verse 20. Herod... They're talking about Herod. verse 21, upon a set day, King Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto the people. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not of a man. And he believed it. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. But the word of God grew and multiplied. And so I say that to Schwab. You are but a mortal. You are but a mist, a vapor in the wind. And you may think that you will continue and run this, but it's going down. It's going down. Well, Remnant, that's about all the time I got tonight, and that's about all the voice I've got tonight. Thank you for hanging in there with us. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for allowing us to continue to spread the gospel, to spread the Anglo-Israel message as well, which is a part of the gospel. Jesus Christ came to save that which was lost. And there's a lot of his people that are lost. And so we do our best to help open the eyes and help people to realize that they are lost, and that it was for them that Jesus Christ came to find. And so we thank you for helping us do that. We do. Again, we've got the Bible reading plan. We'd be glad to send it to you. You contact us, and we'll sure get it out to you. Do want to invite you to join us Saturday morning for Coffee with the Wranglers. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, as we say from the south and the east, that we'll be here Friday morning or Saturday morning for Coffee with the Wranglers. 7 a.m. Mountain, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern. 6 a.m. on the West Coast, folks. But join us. We'll have our Bibles. We'll talk about some current events. We'll be here, and it promises to be a good time of praise to our Heavenly Father and good fellowship to glorify Him. And so we hope you'll join us again Saturday morning for Coffee with the Radio Range Wranglers, and then a live service at church as well. So, Remnant, God bless. And we'll talk to you Saturday morning.
People are asking questions about what's really going on. No one's got the guts to tell the truth. Righteousness has taken a stand. Holiness has drawn its line. The righteous will take it by force and push the evil one back this time. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus. Now listen, it ain't flesh and blood, righteous wars against. It's the evil spirit that's in this world that we totally come against. The only way to win this war is in our churches and in our homes. Praying to the Father in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus.
This is WTWW, Lebanon, Tennessee, USA.